the Night of the River. On the Sunday night before the fiesta, the Christian army would camp at Pinos de Podí, while the Moorish army camped at Tirador. A great number of campfires illuminated the scene where the festival would take place. Each troop would camp at a certain place, and the tents were alive with festival goers, musicians, and their families and friends, who were preparing their weapons and ammunition for the ensuing combat. Meanwhile, makeshift tables groaned under the weight of local delicacies, such as cured meat products or embutidos, tomatoes, cucumbers, olives, peanuts, vegetables, melons, flaked salted cod, and traditional tuna fishes, all washed down with local wine, which the people brought along with them in flagons. Along the banks of the Clariano River, each army's navy would take up its strategic position on the pool formed by the previous constructed dam to enable the naval battle to take place. The Christian frigates Méndez Núñez, Invencible, and the steamer Cristóbal Colón, crewed by men from the Marineros Comparsa, or Marines Troop, took up their positions on the pool, which was formed near the washhouse in the Cantereria, while the frigate Almanzor, crewed in turn by the Moros Marinos Comparsa, or Moorish Marine Troop, anchored on the pool near the poplar plantation at the Tintorer. At dawn, all the bands struck up with their traditional music to lead the armies into battle. Torches lit the Christian captain's tent, while bombs and grenades were thrown at the enemy camps. The new Estudiantes Comparsa, or Students' Troop, towed a small boat towards the Moorish camp, whilst at the same time it launched fireworks. Once this part of the fiesta was over, the old Estudiantes Comparsa, which was situated in the San Carlos Tower, sent a picket and a band to receive the Christian standard that was kept by the Marines in the mock castle in the old town, or La Villa, in order to take it to the Christian camp. Then the Christian troop left the castle to take up its strategic position and defend the standard bearers. As they left, they were saluted by other troops and bands. On arriving at the Christian camp, the procession was honored by the entire army, whilst the standard was raised in its place of honor. A Christian advance party left to scout out the enemy positions, and then both armies exchanged fire in a short but aggressive show of power. Once the advance parties had retired to their respective camps, the leaders of both armies arranged their forces ready for battle. The Moors attacked the Christian camp, scattering them, and then, once the defenders of the cross had regrouped, they tried to take over the Moorish camp by attacking the few guards that defended it. However, the attempt was in vain because the Moorish army arrived in force, headed by their cavalry. The Moorish cavalry, wearing cardboard horse costumes, created confusion and fear among the Christian army, which retreated to the Montaña flour mill. Here, the Cruzados, or Crusaders, and the old Estudiantes, or student troops, who had been defending the Bodí stream, joined forces. The blunderbusses roared, great rockets flew through the sky, and balloons that had been launched disappeared over the horizon. The whole panorama was half obscured by clouds of gunpowder smoke. The thunder and flashes resounded and reflected in the mock sea battle, where both armies' ships, spectacularly illuminated, prepared for boarding. Small boats approached, and such was the valour and determination of their crews that many a crewman took an involuntary bath. After an hour of thunderous but fictitious combat on the Clariana River and in the streets and squares leading up to the castle, the Moorish army reached the wooden castle in the square that was built for the fiesta, and there they sent forth their ambassador. The poetic verses of the magistrate Joaquín José Cervino y Ferrero were loudly and arrogantly pronounced by the Moorish ambassador. But intimidation was useless, and Ontinyent Castle did not fall. The fight began again in earnest, and the Moorish army advanced as the Christians retreated and the crescent flag flew from the top of the fallen tower. In the afternoon, the Moorish army, now installed in the castle, received the Christian ambassador. A vigorous verbal battle commenced between the two ambassadors as they boasted of their origins, heritage, achievements, campaigns, rewards, and acquisitions, while each in turn claimed for themselves and their army's power the delightful and prosperous town of Ontinyent. The fortress was jealously defended, but in the end, and after ferocious combat, the defenders of the cross finally overcame the Moorish armies. This brought to a close the most spectacular act of the Moors and Christians festival in Ontinyent.